あったかくなってきたね。
It's got
冬が終わって嬉しいわ。めっちゃ嬉しい。ダウンジャケットクリーニング出さなあかんけど。
Yeah, it's time to get the old winter jackets cleaned and put them in the closet. Hopefully put them away for good.
今日もイエス様の話をできることが本当に嬉しいです。
I'm so happy that I can be here standing before you to share God's word with you today.
もし今日聖書を持ってる人がいたら、そしてぜひお家に聖書を持っていたら、教会にも聖書を持ってきてほしいんだけど、サムエル記というところがあって、第1サムエル記と第2サムエル記というところが聖書にあるんですけど、今日はその第1サムエル記の25章からお話ししたいと思います。
If you've got a Bible and you brought it with you, that's great. And I hope you do have a Bible in your house or you're using your apps to read the Bible. And today we will be speaking from the first book of Samuel. There are two books of Samuel. The first book of Samuel and well, the story will be from chapter 25.
Okay, 僕は聖書は神の言葉であると信じています。
I believe that, the Bible is the word of God.
その細かい一つ一つの言葉も決して地に落ちることがないと信じています。
And I believe that not one word will fall from the book that will, not come true.
それは千年前、二千年前、三千年前書かれた古い言葉ではありません。今日神様が語ってくださる命の言葉です。
This is a word that was not just an old book that was written a couple thousand years ago. This is a book full of the living word of God.
もし今日教会に初めて来た人がいらっしゃったら、私たちは大歓迎したいと思います。
If it's your first time coming here today, it's my pleasure to welcome you here to Crossroad.
僕の名前はフミと言います。この教会の牧師です。
My name is Fumi and I'm the pastor here.
そして今日初めて来た方がいらっしゃったら、私たちは大歓迎したいと思います。
And it's my really pleasure to welcome you if it's the first time you're here today.
そして周りを見回してみると、何かベテランのクリスチャンの人ばっかりじゃないかなと思うかもしれない。
And actually looking around, I see there are many people that have been, will consider you the veteran Christian.
だけれども実を言うと、私たちにも一番最初
But you know, for all of us, everyone that's been here for a long time, still, we all had a first day at church.
だから、いや、どんなんかな、こんなとこ、ちょっと怖いわって思ってる気持ち、よく理解できますか？安心してください。
But you know, I can understand your, if you're feeling kind of a little bit unsure what's going to happen here, please, relax.
どうぞ、今日、僕の言葉を聞かないでください。僕の言葉の中から神の言葉を探してください。
Please don't think of it as words coming from me today. Please try to think of it as the Lord trying to speak.Into your heart.
Okay, じゃあメッセージの前にね、祈って始めたいと思います。
Okay, we're going to start the message with a word of prayer.
父なる神様、今日僕とマークを通して、イエス様、あなたが私たち一人一人に語ってください。
Please, Lord, we ask you to take this message and take it from our mouths. Help the translator Mark as well that we will have speak your word.
今日あなたがどのような方かをもう一度フレッシュに掴むことができますよ。
And that we can understand one more time from a different light how amazing you are.
どうぞ語ってください。
Please, Lord, speak to us.
私たちは聞きたいと思いますから、どうぞ語ってください。
We want to open our ears to hear your word, Lord.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
皆さんどうぞ次の画像出してください。
Okay, here we go. Check out the screen.
この本知ってる？
Does anybody know this kind of book?
この本は日記という本で、和樹やみのりちゃんが子供の頃、僕はもう何時間も何時間もやりました。
This is a really fun book for children. When my children, Kazuki and Minori were small, we'd look at this for hours and hours together at a time.
簡単に言ったらこういう風な絵があって、この中にお馬さんが隠れていますとか、貝殻が隠れています。4つの貝殻を探しましょうとか、帽子があるけど見つけられるかなっていう風な、いろんなものを探す本なんですね。
And, you know, maybe some of you for foreigners, maybe Where's Waldo is pretty popular, but it's very similar. You'd look in the picture and, not just people, but looking for different things. If you can find four, you know, shells, or if you can find how many letters can you find and stuff. And so, you'd take your time looking very carefully over the picture, looking for certain things that were hidden.
で、もうシオンちゃんかぶりつきで見てるけど、こういう風な中にいろんなものを探そうとすると、今まで見えてなかったものがあったと思って感動するんですね。
And you know, it doesn't matter how many times you read the book, if you go back through and you look for something else, you might find something that you'd never seen there before and get excited.
英語では I spy というらしいです。
Yeah, I spy with my good eye.
これが I spy。でも I spy、あかん、名前があかんわ。
It's no good? You don't like the English name? It's no good.
みっけっていう。
みっけ。So it's gotta be みっけ。みつけた。Okay, so I spy.I spotted it.
実は旧約聖書を読むときも、 同じような気持ちで皆さんに読んでほしいんです。
And to be honest, I hope that you all, when you are reading through something like the Old Testament, that you can use a very similar style of reading.
うん、聖書は、大きい、すごい太い本やねんけど、最初の3分の2と最後の3分の1で分かれてて、旧約聖書と新約聖書に分かれています。Mm.
The Bible is a big fat book. If it's a digital app now, you maybe not understand how heavy it can be when you print it out. But actually, the first two thirds is called the Old Testament, and the last third is the New Testament.
そして、New の方、新しい方は何が書いてあるかというと、私たちが神と信じている、人となられた神であるイエス・キリストのことが書いてあります。
And the New Testament, as you may know, it is filled with the stories of Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God come down in the body of a man, and sharing the gospel message.
そして私たちの罪のために、十字架にかかって血を流して死ぬために神が人となってくださったんだっていう福音のメッセージを私たちは、新約聖書で読むことができます。
And in the New Testament, we love to read about the story of Jesus Christ and how he came down to earth as a baby and he lived as a man and he shared his message of love and he died on the cross and was resurrected, and this is called the gospel story.
だから旧約聖書、旧の方はある意味、イエス様が出てくるまでの準備の本、あのストーリーが書いてある本だと理解できると思います。
Yeah, and so, you know, actually,we can also read in the Old Testament there are a lot of stories that have a lot of connections to the New Testament story of the Gospel.
だけれども、旧約聖書をよく読んでみると、イエス様のゴスペル、イエス様の福音のストーリーが、このミッケの本に隠れてるなんか普通では見つけられへんもんが、あっちにもこっちにもあっちにもこっちにもいろいろパラパラパラパラあるんです。
But the more you read the Old Testament, the more you can find very, very similar stories, the gospel message in the Old Testament, very similar patterns that Jesus Christ in the life he led, they are leading to the same exact ending.
もしイエス様がどんなことをして、どうやって亡くなって、どうやって蘇ったかっていうベーシックなストーリーを知ってて、そして旧約聖書を見つけるならば、多分10個とか20個ぐらいのイエス様のストーリーに似たストーリーを見つけることができます。
In the same way as this I Spy book, when you know very well the New Testament story of Jesus Christ and the gospel and how he lived his life and the sacrifices he made and the style he was,if you look in the Old Testament in that light, you can find a lot of different stories that have Jesus Christ in the Old Testament.
ほんで、その時に、ミッケ、ミッケ、ミッケってなんねん、やっぱり。
And, I found it, I spotted it, I got it.
で、この間僕がミッケしたところが、この第一サムエルの25章なんです。
And, I had one of these moments just recently, and that's why I'm very excited to tell you about this. I found Jesus Christ.In 1 Samuel.
これはイエス様が生まれる千年も前の話なんです。
This is about 1,000 years before Jesus was born.
お話を始める前に、一つ皆さんに先に謝っとかないとあかんことがあるね。
And actually, before we start to talk about 1 Samuel 25, there's something I need to apologize right off the bat here.
実を言うと、この、ストーリーの実はとメインのテーマは、おしっこなんです。
Yeah, and that is that the main theme of this story is...Urination.
で、僕はこのテーマがおしっこやから、おしっこのことめっちゃ調べて、ゆっこさんにもこの間聞いたんや。
You know, and so, because this story is mostly about peeing, I had to, you know, I just started to do a little bit of, you know, background research on pee.
はい。そして、おしっこについて調べて、ね、人間のおしっこってすごいね、なん
か。You know, we have amazing urine in our body.
それは体の熱を調節したり、体の中の毒素を排出したりする素晴らしい機能なんです。
Yes, it's a wonderful yellow liquid that it's in our body. It's a great system. It keeps us from overheating and it helps us to purify things and get rid of things that are bad in our bodies.
そして、体の水分を調節するために、ちょうどいい分が、トイレに流れるように、体は自分で尿の量を、おしっこの量を調節するらしいんです。
And, you know, this wonderful system that's God created in our body, and when we go pee, you know, our body's made mostly out of liquid, so it's very important that, we get rid of a certain amount to keep a balance, and that is all done without us even really having to think about it.
そう。そしてもし神様がこのおしっこっていうシステムを考えたとするんやったら、僕神様すごいと思うね。
And if you think about how amazing God has created our bodies with this wonderful filtration system, then you have to just say, wow, God is really amazing.
そしてこの間お医者さんに聞いたら、いや、虫や蛇に刺されたら、おしっこをかけたら、アンモニアっていうのがあって、それをかけたら、なんとか応急処置になる。
You know, and some of you may be aware that if you get poison from maybe snake bite or a spider bite, or if you get stung by a jellyfish, if you pee on it, then the ammonia in your urine can actually help to reverse the effects.
すごいやんって思うね、それは。
Isn't that wonderful?
でもその素晴らしいおしっこというものが、もしそれが自分に向かってかけられたり、自分の大切にしているものに人がかけたりすると、それはもう世界で一番最低な不尊敬を表すことになるよね。
But as wonderful as our you know, filtration system is in our pee and all of our, the things that we can do when we go tinkle, as good as it is, actually when it's pointed back at us, if somebody is peeing on us, or if we are being peed on,It's about the worst thing possible.
ミコと僕が車を運転してて一番嫌なのは時々国道の脇とかなんか田舎道の脇でおっちゃんが立ちションしてんの見るやん。
You know, so when I'm driving with my wife, Miko, and you know, one of the worst things you can possibly see is driving down the road, you're driving the highway, someone has stopped the car, and they're just standing out there, and they're just spraying.
もうって思うよね。
Are you kidding me?
You
know,
seriously? って思う人は一人としていないんだ
よ。You know, I don't think anybody likes to see that.
それは不尊敬だっていうの
が。That is so disrespectful.
そして、まあ僕の個人的な意見やけど、ワンちゃん飼ってる家多いと思うけど、ワンちゃんがどっかその辺の電信柱でおしっこするのも僕はあれはな、あかんと思うよ。もう犬が嫌いな人の代表として言うけど。
You know, I'm not really like, I don't really care about dogs are okay and everything, but when if I see people out walking the dogs and everything, and they scoop up the poops and stuff or whatever, but you know, number two is okay, but number one even, if you're going on the tree or on the pole, you know, it's making a mess, it smells bad, you know, I'm not really into that.
考えてください。皆さん、もし誰か男性があなたの家のすぐ脇に立ってあなたの家のフェンスにおしっこしてたらどうしますか?
You know, if you wake up in the morning, you look outside to see how the weather is going to be, and there's a guy peeing on your house, are you going to be happy? I don't think so.
でも、それは最悪な不尊敬を表すよね。
That's about as bad as it gets. I mean, that's like disrespect, you know, like, why are you dissing me?
でも、実はそういう経験は少ないけれども、でも人間関係の中で、さまざまな人生の出来事の中で、誰かからそのおしっこかけられるぐらいの不尊敬っていうのを体験するときってのはみんなあるでしょ。
But you know, taking this kind of a crazy topic about peeing on someone or being peed on, it can be taken into you know, more of a communication between people or someone who is just being very disrespectful towards you. It's just a very, very vivid image of how bad someone can treat someone else.
今日読むこの25章に出てくるダビデという人も。そういうおしっこかけられたっていう体験をした人なんです。
Yeah, so now today we're going to talk about David, who, you know, we'll find out later is going to become the king of Israel, and someone peed on David.
彼はイエス様よりも千年早く世界に登場した人です。
Yeah, and this is 1,000 years before Jesus ever came to the world.
彼はイスラエルの王になるべく選ばれた人でした。
And David, he is the chosen one. He's going to be a great King of Israel.
最初彼は、若い時に多分23歳でイスラエルの国の軍隊の将軍になったんです。
Yeah, David at a very young age became a wonderful and powerful general in the army for Israel.
そしてその時にはサウル王という王様に仕えていました。
And he was the general in the army under the first king of Israel, King Saul.
そして彼は連戦連勝の素晴らしい将軍だったんです。
Yeah, and he was victorious in all the battles he went to. He was so famous.
でもあまりにも彼が人気が出すぎて、サウル王がこんなやつと一緒に仕事ができないと思って、ダビデをクビにしたんです。
But unfortunately, he was so good at his job, he was such a great general that everyone was loving him. He was getting way too much attention, and the king was a jealous man. Saul ended up firing his best general.
そして彼はクビになっただけではなくて、サウルはあまりの嫉妬のゆえに、ダビデを殺そうとしたんです。そして暗殺部隊を送ったりしました。
To be honest, Saul didn't stop at just firing his best general. He decided that this guy was too dangerous to leave alive, and he started trying at any opportunity to kill, and he sent out assassins. He kept trying to get rid of David.
この間まではオクションに住んでた素晴らしい将軍、軍隊の将軍だったのに、ある日突然、身を追われる賞金稼ぎに追われるお尋ね者になってしまった。
From going to being a top general living in a fantastic mansion, having lots of men at his disposal, he became on the wanted, most wanted list, getting posters put up everywhere, and he was being chased around, and he wandered the land trying to, rescue himself from being murdered.
彼は荒野を逃げ惑い、ホラー穴の中で生活して、なんとか命をつないでいました。
He would go from place to place, just kind of hoveling, just kind of squatting in different places, just surviving, getting by for.
大体10年くらいそのさまよう生活をしたんです。
It was about 10 years he was doing this.
僕その時どうやって生活してるんだろうと思うんやけど。
You know, and how do you, if you're running from the law, you're running away and you're trying to be keeping a low profile or whatever as an ex-general, what would you do?
その間に自分を慕ってくるチンピラの子たちとか不良の子たちとかなんかヤクザが辞めてきた子らとか親戚の人たちとかいとことかたちが集まってきたんですダビデの元に。
So, what happens when you're wanted by the law or something, then all the people that are like you, you kind of come together. And so, he was an ex-general, he was a great man. There was other people that were wanted or they were in bad situations and they all flocked to him. And so he had a large group of ruffians, maybe ex-mafia and stuff like that. They're all hanging with him.
そして大きなグループになって400人、500人の簡単に言ったら自分の手持ちの軍隊のようになったんです。
And so, yeah, he had around 400, 500 men. They were all probably trained and they were all pretty good at what they do and they were just kind of like a hit squad. They had a small army.
その400人、500人の部隊と一緒に生活してこっちで見つかってはまた逃げ、こっちで見つかってはまた逃げっていう生活をしてたんです。
And this small group of men, well, not small, 400 men or whatever, they were all kind of living together and they were squatting in different places and they would stay as long as they could when they were found and they would have to move and try to set up camp somewhere else.
その当時、そういう風になってしまった人がどうやって生き抜いてきたかというと、大体はよその村とか町を襲って強奪して、なんとか命をつないでたのが普通だったんです。
You know, and you can imagine for people that, you know, are already wanted by the law and stuff, the easiest way for them to survive would just to be attack small villages, you know, just go in and take whatever they needed, kill the people if they needed to, and, you know, just kind of survive by destroying as they went along.
だけどもダビデは神を恐れる人だったのでそうはしなかったんですね。
But David feared God and so he did not do that.
ここから今日の話のスタート。その代わりに羊飼いのビジネスを営む、そのウールのビジネスを営む、ナバルという人の会社の用心棒として雇われる警備会社みたいなものをダビデは始めたんです。
Okay, so, what David did instead is he went to a guy that had a big field, pasture with lots of sheep in it. We're just gonna say it was the, you know,He was the president of the Fruit of the Loom Company, okay? And so he's got all his pastures, all his sheep are out there. And David just decided to use all of his men and to protect this Fruit of the Loom president's property and all of the company sheep.
で、その、まあ、用心棒になるのは簡単や。だって自分には軍隊があったから簡単やったけど、問題が一つあったのは、このナバルっていうおっちゃんは社長のくせに金払いがめっちゃ悪いおっちゃんやって。
And so David had all these men and they were able to they did a great job protecting, you know, they were like the security team for this company. Unfortunately, the boss, the president Nabal, he was not a good man and he was not good at paying his bills.
あの月末になっても入金がないわけです。だからダビデはもう一番の年末になって決算の時になってすいません、今年の分払ってくださいと言って、死者を送ってナバルにお願いしに行った。
But this Nabal, you know, he didn't ever give David any salary. So David was doing all this for free. And finally, David waited until after all the sheep were sheared, and he could tell that there would have been a time of profit coming into the company. And he actually sent some men to ask Nabal for their pay because they needed to survive.
Okay, 長いストーリーなんやけど、面白いから、もう絶対読んでください。読みましょう。Okay. 2節から、マオンに一人の人がいた。彼はカルメルで事業をしており、非常に裕福であった。彼は羊三千とヤギ一千頭を持っていた。その頃彼はカルメルで羊の毛の刈り取りの祝いをしていた。この人の名はナバルと言い、彼の妻の名はアビガエルと言った。この女は聡明で美人であったが、いいね。夫は顔面で行状がある方、あかんな、これな。彼はカレブ人であった。ダビデはナバルという人がその羊の毛を飼っているところを荒野で聞いた。それでダビデは10人の若者を使わし、その若者たちに言った。カルメルに登って行って、ナバルのところに行き、私の名で彼に安否を尋ね、我が同胞にこういうふうに挨拶しなさい。ナバルさん、あなたに平安がありますように。あなたの家に平安がありますように。また、あなたのすべての持ち物に平安がありますように。私は今、羊の毛を刈る者たちがあなたのところにいるのを聞きました。あなたの羊飼いたちは、私たちと一緒にいましたが、私たちは彼らに恥ずかしい思いをさせたこと一回もありませんでした。彼らがカルメルにいる間中、何もなくなりませんでした。あなたの若者に尋ねてみてください。きっとそういうふうに言うでしょう。ですから、私のこの10人の若者たちの部下たちに、どうぞ親切にしてやってください。私たちは祝いの日に来たのですから、どうかこの私の10人のしもべたちと、あなたのことも言える私ダビデに、何言ってもいいですから、あなたの手元にあるものを与えてくれませんか。ダビデの使者の10人の若者たちは言って、言われた通りのことをダビデの名によってナバルに告げ、答えを待った。
All right, here we go. So we're getting into 1 Samuel chapter 25. It's a bit of a long story, but bear with us. It's a very interesting story. Starting from verse 2, a certain man in Maon, who had property there at Carmel, was very wealthy. He had 1,000 goats and 3,000 sheep, which he was shearing in Carmel.His name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. She was an intelligent and beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. But her husband, Calebite, was surly and mean in his dealings. Uh-oh. While David was in the desert, he heard that Nabal was shearing sheep. So he sent 10 young men, and he said to them, Go up to Nabal at Carmel and greet him in my name. Say to him, Long life to you, good health to you and your household, and good health to all that is yours. Now I hear that it is sheep shearing time. When your shepherds were with us, we did not mistreat them, and the whole time they were at Carmel, nothing of theirs went missing. Ask your own servants, and they will tell you. Therefore, Be favorable toward my young men, since we come at festival time. Please give your servants and your son David whatever you can find for them. When David's men arrived, they gave Nabal this message in David's name, and they waited.
ダビデという人は10人の若者たちをナバルが最も儲かるタイミングで送ったんです。羊の毛を飼ってそれを売るタイミングやから、ナバルさんにはドカーンと収入が来るあるわけです。だからきっと支払いしてもらえるやろと思って請求書を持っていったわけです。
David was a wise man. He waited until Nabal was in the season of, you know, shearing the sheep. It was definitely a time when there would have been revenue coming into the company. He was waiting specifically till it was bonus time because he knew that this would be a great chance and that Nabal had to have extra money. And this is when he waited to ask for this money.
きっと請求書にはこういうふうに書いてあるでしょう。これが私たちの用心棒代の請求書です。私たちはきっちり仕事をしました。で、 というふうに書いてあったと思うんです。
And I'm sure if he had sent it in a receipt format or something, it would have been something on there, you know, an invoice for the security services we've given you for the past years or whatever, and this is for the past year, and this is how much you know we could really use to survive on as your security team. Thank you very much.
だけれどもこの時代というのは書いた契約っていうのがなくてもこういうふうな口での取り決めがあったりこういう仕事をしたら普通は社長っていうのはダビデのような用心棒たちにお金を払うのが普通のことでした。
But to be honest, in this day, they didn't really need the paper vow, or, you know, kind of invoice or anything like that. Once it was understood that this was being done, it was the obligation of the president to pay David and his men for the security that they were offering.
だけどプレジデントナバルはそのナバル社長はどないしはったんやろ。
But Nabal, you know, he wasn't all there. This president was not a good man.
払ってないんです。
He did not pay.
はい、見てみましょう、10節。
Okay.
ナバルはダビデの10人の家来たちに答えていた。ダビデとお前誰やねん、一体。ダビデとは一体何者だ。エッサイのことは一体何者だ。この頃はな、主人のところを脱走する奴隷が多くなっている。私のパンと私の水それにせっかく買ってやった。その羊の毛の刈り取りの上のためにほふったこの肉。なんでどっこの馬の骨かも分からへん奴にあげなきゃあかんねん。
Okay, here we go. Nabal's answer to David's servants. Nabal answered David's servants, Who is this David? Who is this son of Jesse? Many servants are breaking away from their masters these days. Why should I take my bread and water and the meat that I have slaughtered from my shears and give it to men coming from who knows where?
なんで俺がお前らみたいなチンピラに払わなあかん。
Why do I gotta pay on you peons, you know?
で、関係あるかいすな、お前ら、お前ら知ってるぞ。お前らサウル王に追われてるんやろ。お尋ね者なんやろ。
Yeah, you're just a bunch of punks, you know? You're running away from the law. Anyway, I know you're all on the wanted list. I've seen your posters.
お前らそんな請求書を持ってきて、引き続けるんやったらサウル王に報告するからな、お前らどこにおるか。
You think you come and ask me for money? You know, I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna turn you guys in and make a reward on your guys' heads.
でもそれが嫌やったら請求書ポケットをしもてほんまはよ帰れ。
And if that's, you know, you don't want to get, if you guys don't want to lose your heads, I would just say, you better take off, because I'm not paying you a cent.
言うぞ、サウル王に言うぞ、言うぞ。
I'll tell King Saul on you guys. I'll get King Saul's down here.
10人のしもべたちはその恐ろしい知らせを持ってダビデのところに帰らなければいけなかったんです。
And so the 10 men that David had sent to talk to Nabal, they had to bring this terrible message back to David.
もしかしてサウル王に見つかったら自分たち全員縛り首なんです。
You know, if actually Nabal did go tell Saul that where they were, they all were going to have their heads on the, you know, chopping block.
ダビデにその報告をしたんです。
And so,they went to tell, you know, David very urgently that this guy Nabal was threatening them.
きっとダビデはそれでナバルに自分の家の塀におしっこかけられたような気がしたんやと思う。
And so David, having been the security force, they were like the wall around Nabal's property. He must have felt like he was being peed on by Nabal.
ダビデには時間がなかったんで、サウル王に報告されたらもうそれ一巻の終わりやから、もうすぐにナバルをぶっ殺さなあかんっていうふうに思ったわけです。
And if Nabal sent off one messenger to Saul to tell them about their position, they would be in very grave danger. So it's imperative that they move quickly. So David had to do something about this Nabal character.
読んでみましょう。12節。それでダビデの若者たちは元来た道を引き返して戻ってきて、これら一部始終をダビデに報告した。ダビデが部下に、じゃあめいめい自分の剣を身につけよと命じたので、皆剣を身につけた。ダビデも剣を身につけた。400人ほどの者がダビデについて登っていき、200人は荷物のところにとどまった。
Okay, so looking in verse 12. David's men turned around and went back. When they arrived, they reported every word. David said to his men, Put on your swords. So they put on their swords, and David put on his. About 400 men went up with David, while 200 men stayed with the supplies.
すぐにダビデはナバルの会社のオフィスを襲ってナバルを殺さないとと思ったんです。
All right, so David and his mercenary team, they're like, all right, load up, guys. We're going to have to roll in on Nabal.
考えてください。400人の人たちがなんか鉄砲とか44マグナムとか M16 とかマシンガンとか持って皆さんのお家の周りだーって囲んだらどうする?
You know, it's like getting a SWAT team. They're all getting together. You got your machine guns. You got your bazookas and your all your, you know, grenade launchers and everything. And these guys all just surround your house. You're not going to be feeling real good.
でこのお話を読んでいくと、ダビデはナバルのオフィスに乗り込んで、ナバルの鼻綿ぐさっと突き去って、そしてダビデは大丈夫でしたっていうふうに話をなれへんね。
You know, and actually the story doesn't end with David, you know, busting into the house and taking Nabal out and, you know, stabbed him in the gut and throwing him off the you know, whatever. No, it doesn't end that way.
前にナバルの会社に勤めてた従業員君たちとナバルの奥さんがとても賢い行動に出たんです。
And the reason why Nabal didn't die that day is because、the people that worked for Nabal and his beautiful wife, who was very intelligent, they did something an urgent plan went into effect.
読んでみましょう。14節。その時ナバルの妻アビガエルに、その会社の羊の系の会社の若者の一人が告げて言った。ダビデが私たちの主人に挨拶をするために荒野から使者10人を送ったのに、ご主人のナバルさんは彼らを罵りました。あの人たちは大変私たちによくしてくれたのですよ。私たちは恥ずかしい思いさせられたこと一回もないんです。私たちが彼らと野で一緒でいて行動を共にしていた間中、何にも私たちなくしませんでした。用心棒の仕事しっかりしてくれました。私たちが彼らと一緒に羊を飼っている間は、これすごい大事な言葉、昼も夜もあの人たちは私たちのために上役となってくれたんですよ。今あなたはどうすればよいか、奥さんよく考えてください。災いが私たちの家族とかあなたの家族とかうちの会社とかも全部に及ぶこともはっきりしてます。社長に言おう思ったんやけど、ご主人はもうアホやから、誰もそのご主人に話したくないんです。あなたに信用しかないんですって。
Okay, I think we got a little bit added on there, but here we go from verse 14. I'll try my best. On one of the servants told Nabal's wife Abigail, David sent messengers from the desert to give our master his greetings, but he hurled insults at them. He peed on them. Yes, these men were very good to us. They did not mistreat us, and the whole time we were out in the fields near them, nothing went missing. Here's important. Night and day, they were a wall around us all the time while we were herding our sheep near them. Now, think it over and see what you can do, because disaster is hanging over our idiot master and his whole household. He is such a moron, such a wicked man that no one can talk to him.
奥さん、聞いてください。あのダビデさんたちは私たちにとって城壁だったんです。自分の体を使って私たちを守ってくれた偉大な人たちなんです。
And so all the employees, all the shepherds and stuff, they were talking to Abigail and they're like, you know, David and his men, they were like a wall. They were completely protecting us. There was nothing bad that happened to us while they were there.
私たちにとって彼は壁だったんです。
Honestly, they were like a wall. Nothing got through.
なのに、うちの社長があなたの旦那さんがそこにおしっこかけるような真似してしまって。
You know, but Nabal, he's such an idiot. Like, when the guys came to ask for money, he pretty much just peed on these guys and sent them home.
このままやったらダビデが乗り込んできますよって。
You know, David is definitely going to come in and do something about this.
奥さんもどうしましょう、社長に言うたって聞く人倒らんか。
You know, you got to do something about that terrible husband of yours.
おるな、こういう社長な、なんぼ言うても絶対聞けへん
の。You know, there's plenty of presidents out there that just don't listen to anybody, isn't there?
だから奥さんは賢い行動に出たんです。
So, Abigail, very smartly.
Okay, 18節。そこで奥さんのアビゲイル社長夫人は、急いで、すごい大事。パン200個と、ブドウ酒の皮袋2つ。料理した羊5頭、入り麦5セア、干しぶどう100房、干しイチジク200個取って、もうめっちゃいっぱいの食料を、まあ、トラックというのはロバに乗せて、自分の若者たち、しもべたちに言った。私の先に行って先にこれ送ってきなさい。私はあなた方の後から行くから。ただ彼女は夫ナバルには何も告げなかった。彼女がロバに乗って山陰を下ってくると、ちょうどダビデとその部下が彼女の方に降りてくるのに出会ったと言います。
Okay, so the very intelligent Abigail lost no time. Important, she moved quickly. And this is important information here as well. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 seahs of roasted grain, 100 cakes of raisins, and 200 cakes of pressed figs, and loaded them on donkeys. Then she told her servants, "Go on ahead, I will follow you." But she did not tell her husband Nabal. And she came riding her donkey into a mountain ravine there, where David and his men descending toward her, and she met them.
社員の若い男の子たち、何しか食料をたくさん積んで、パンとワイン積んで、ほんで、もうあんたら先行きなさい。
And so all the employees, they got together, and they were just getting together all this stuff, all the food, and she's just sending them off, like, we gotta hurry as quickly as possible, we gotta stop David, and we gotta, you know, appease them before they get here.
で、アビゲルは言いました、私が後から行って謝るから。
I'm on my way, I'm gonna go, and I'll be the one to apologize.
社長には言えへんから、私が考えてやるから。
Yeah, definitely don't need, you know, the president going, he's just gonna make more of a mess. I will go.Shouldn't we ask him? Shouldn't we ask? No, forget that guy. He's an idiot. Just let's go.
そしてじゃあ今度ダビデの方はって言ったらもうぶっ殺したんねんって思ってこうナバルのオフィスの方に歩いてきてるわけです。
And David, you know, like he's letting it stew, you know, he's, ooh, when I get a hold of him, I'm gonna give him the knife and then I'm gonna elbow, no, wait, I'm gonna elbow his head first, no, wait, I'm gonna choke him out first, and then I'm gonna.
一生懸命働いて用心棒になって給料お願いしてください。普通の請求者って何も別に、取りすぎようとしてないって。でも、給料踏みされ、倒されて、その上サウルに言うぞって脅されて、なんでこんなこと俺壁になったったのにあいつらのために
You know, I was such a good work I did great work for him You know, I'm trying to do it the right way I could have gone in from the beginning and just destroyed everything But I didn't I was doing a good thing I was a wall for him You know, and then he goes and says he's going to sell Saul and everything I can't just leave that I gotta take him out, you know
で支払いお願いしますという時めっちゃ頭下げて謙遜に行ったのに
You know, and I had my men They were very respectful They asked him very politely When we asked for the money and stuff It was very natural that we do so
ほんで心の中でうずうずうずうずうずそのフラストレーションがもう部下の方にぶつかっていったんです。
Oh, you know, like I'm getting, oh, I'm feeling this stuff. Oh, I'm getting, oh, he's really feeling it.
Okay, 21節見てみましょう。
All right, it's all here we go.
うん、ダビデは歩いてる間弟子たちに部下たちにこういうふうに言ってたんです。こうダビデは歩いてる間こう言ったばかりだった。私が荒野であの男が持ってたもの全守ってやったので、その持ち物何一つなくならなかった。あいつが儲けてるの俺のおかげやで。それは全く無駄やったってこと。あの男は善に変えて悪を返した。じゃあもうこういうことや。もし私が明日の朝までにあいつのもののうちから小っ端一人でも残しておくなら、神がこのダビデを幾重にも罰せられるようにって言ったんです。
Okay, and so this is a cut to scene 21 here where we can see David and he's just like stewing in it. David had just said, it's been useless. All my watching over this fellow's property in the desert so that nothing of his was missing and he had paid me back evil for good. Oh, may God deal with David, but be it ever so severely if by morning I leave alive one male, all these guys that were trying to be on my wall and all of what that belonged to him.
実はヘブル語ではこういうふうに書いてあるんです。
And it's actually said it in the Hebrew. I was doing some research on this.
僕の壁におしっこかけたやつら絶対に許さない。
I am not going to leave any of those things hanging on their bodies, the guys that were all peeing on my walls.
それを持ってナバルのオフィスに行こうとしたんです。
And so this is the attitude of David as he's headed for this guy's office.
Okay, 皆さん、同じように善を悪で返されたことありますか?多分あると思うね。
Has anybody done something nice that was returned with evil?
すざまじいレベルの不尊敬を味わったことありますか?
Have you ever felt incredible, like shocking amounts of disrespect?
ダビデは神の男でした。落ち着いた優しい人でしたけれども。
David was a kind and loving man of God.
でもこのナバルという人がやったことに対してはもう怒りが収まらなかったんです。
But what Nabal did was just completely unacceptable and his life was on the line because of it.
奥さん、ナバルの奥さん、アビガエルさんが送ったパンとブドウ酒と食料はダビデの気持ちを収めることができたでしょうか?
Okay, so we got Abigail and we've got a whole bunch of food that she's going to try to help to pacify a very, very angry general. Is this going to work?
23節読んでみましょう。アビガエルはダビデを見るや否や急いでロバから降り、ダビデの前で顔を伏せて地面にひれ伏した。彼女はダビデの足元にひれ伏していた。ご主人様、あの罪は私の罪です。どうかこのはしためがあなたに直にお話しすることをお許しください。このはしための言葉、どうぞ聞いてください。どうぞこの女奴隷がご主人様に持ってまいりました。この贈り物、食料の贈り物、ご主人様に付き従う若者たちに与えてあげてください。ご飯食べてください。どうか私の罪を許してください。
Okay, we're going to go from verse 23. And we're going to kind of skip around a little bit, just kind of check the screen and you can see where we're at. This is Abigail now as she meets David. When Abigail saw David, she quickly got off her donkey and she bowed down before David with her face to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, "My Lord, let the blame be on me alone. Please, let your servant speak to you. Hear what your servant has to say. And let this gift which your servant has brought to my master be given to the men who follow you. Please forgive me, your servant's offense."
アホな主人のアホなアクションに対して、美しい奥さんが、あれは主人の罪ではなく、私の罪です。私が罪人となって裁かれるべきですと自分を差し出したんです。
We've got this, you know, very, very...bad president, you know, he's an idiot, he's doing terrible things, and this beautiful, intelligent wife, and when she goes to tell David sorry, she completely takes responsibility for what has happened, and she doesn't put the blame on her husband.
ダビデは多分二つの理由で許そうと思ったやと思う。
And I'm sure that David, he had two very good reasons why he wanted to forgive Abigail.
まず一つ目、アビガエルが本当に心からそれを謝ろうとしていること。
And the first is that, you know, Abigail, when he met her, he could tell very clearly that she truly, was so sorry.
そしてもう一つは、ダビデはそのロバから置いてきた女の美しい奥さんに一目惚れしたやと思う。
And number two is that she was hot.
だから32節見たらもうこれプロポーズちゃうんっていうぐらいのコメントが出てくるね。32節見てみましょう。
Okay, so David, you know, she was so beautiful. He fell in love at first sight. So here is pretty much David. You could read between the lines here like he's almost proposing.
ダビデはアビガイルに言った。今日あなたを私に会わせるために送ってくださったイスラエルの神主が褒めたたえられますように、あなたの判断が褒めたたえられるように、また今日私が血を流す罪を犯し、私自身の手で復讐をしたのをやめさせたあなたに誉れがありますように、私をとどめてあなたに害を加えさせられなかったイスラエルの神主は生きておられる。もしあなたが急いで私に会いに来なかったら、確かに明け方までにはナバルには小アッパ一人も残らなかったでしょう。
Okay, so in verse 32 David said to AbigailWoo-hoo! Praise to be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has sent you today before me. Woo-hoo! May you be blessed for your good judgment and for keeping me from bloodshed this day and from avenging myself with my own hands. Otherwise, as surely as the Lord God Israel lives, who has kept me from harming you, if you had not come quickly to me, not one male belonging to Nabal would have been left alive by daybreak.
こういうふうに会いに来てくれてありがとう。
Thank you for coming.
会えて嬉しいです。
I'm so happy to meet you.
あなたのおかげで私の怒りは静まりました。
Thanks to you, my anger has subsided.
だってあなたがもし来てくれなかったら、あのしょんべん野郎たちに、失礼失礼。
And oh, if you hadn't come, I would have gone in there, and that guy, he beat up. Oh, I would have. Oh, sorry. Excuse me, ma'am. Oh, yes.
そしてダビデは引き返すことにしました。
And so David, he withheld, from attacking Nabal.
で、アビガエルはナバルのところに帰ることにしたんです。
And so, since she had, appeased David, Abigail returns to her husband Nabal.
そして家に帰ってみると、おっさん何しとったか言うたら、王様のようなパーティーしとった言うんです。
And Abigail, when she got back, you know, what does she find her husband doing? But this guy's partying like a king.
あんた400人の人がマシンガン持ってあんた狙いに来てんのに、なんで王様のようなパーティーしてんのよってムカついると思うんやけど。
She's like, "Are you kidding me? You guys are in here partying like it's 1999, and there's people out there. They're all going to come in here and shoot you, to kill you all."
OK、36節見てみます。アビガエルがナバルのところに帰ってくると、ちょうどナバルは自分の家で王の宴会のようなパーティーを開いていた。ナバルが上機嫌でひどく酔っていたので、アビガエルは夜明けまで何一つ話さなかった。朝になってナバルの酔いが覚めたとき、ヘブル語ではこれは飲んだワインを体から流しているときということです。これどういう意味かな。妻がこれらの出来事を彼に告げると、彼は気を失って医師のようになった。10日を経って主がナバルを撃たれたので彼は死んだ。
Okay, so what happens? Abigail goes back to the house. Here we go. In verse 36, when Abigail went to Nabal, he was in the house holding a banquet like that of a king. He was in high spirits. and very drunk. So she told him nothing until daybreak. Then, in the morning, when Nabal was sober and when wine was going out of him, and his wife told him all these things, he had his heart failed him, and he became like stone. And about 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal, and he died. I told you there was a lot of peeing going on in this chapter. But this is just the way it happened, and it's in the Bible, so we have...
ナバルは自分の命が危険にさらされているとも知らずに二日酔いで次の朝起きたらどの二日酔いのおっさんがするように起きてトイレに行ったんです。
You know, and so normally after a big party and lots of drinking, the next day when you're hungover, first thing you're going to do in the morning is you're going to have a probably 30 minute pee.
そして奥さんは言いました。それはあなたねって。今あなたそれでトイレしてるけど本当はあなた死んでるはずやったよね。
You know, so the wife is at the door of the bathroom, you know, and he's like in there and he's just, she could be waiting forever here. So she's just talking to him through the door, you know, do you know what you just about died last night and this is what happened.
そしてそれにショックを受けたナバルは心臓麻痺で10日後に死んでもたよ。
And so, you know, as he's going pee and he listens to her and what was almost happening and how he almost died, it was such a shock to the system that the system shut down.
それで僕がこれ読んだとき、なんでこの話が聖書にあんのって一つも分からへんかった。
And like, the first time I read through this, I'm like, why would they write this and put it in the Bible? This is, I can't figure this out.
でも、先月読んだときに、みっけって思ったんです。
But last month when I was reading through this story, I had one of those moments that I found it!
ここにイエス様のストーリー隠れてる。
This is Jesus is in this story!
まず何を見つけたんでしょうか、僕は。それは一つ目。それは私たちの罪について書いてあります。
And the first thing I realized when I read this and I saw it from a different light is what I found is that there is our sin is in this story.
私たちはクリスチャンであるかクリスチャンじゃないかに関わらず、神様が目的を持ってお作りになった大切な大切な存在なんです。私たち一人一人。
You know, whether we want to believe it or not, whether we're Christian or not, God has created each and every one of us with a purpose in life. We all are here for a reason.
そしてあなたがクリスチャンかどうかに関わらず、神様があなたの周りに城壁となって守ってくださっていたから、あなたは今まで生き延びてこれたんです。
And to be honest with you, you're all sitting here today, and you're all in a condition that you are in because God has been protecting you and God has been your wall and has been protection around you through the years.
私たちがそんなもん、あれへん、なんで俺が苦労して育ったのに神様が守ってくれへんかったけど、俺が頑張ったから今の俺があるんやって皆さん言うかもしれない。
You know, and there's a lot of people that would be like, you know, no, no, I worked hard, I've suffered a lot, and you know, there's been no wall around me, and I don't feel like God was doing anything for me, and it was anything that I have today is because I've done it with my own hard work.
神様皆さんのこと愛しておられて、壁になってくれたんです。
But to be honest, just like David was for Nabal, God has been a wall around us.
もし神様が私たちの周りに壁を築いてくれなかったら、私たちはもうずっと前に滅びていたことでしょう。
And if God hadn't been a wall around us, that we would have been finished. We would be done in disaster a long time ago.
私たちは神様が築いてくださった壁に何をしましたか？
And so...You know, what did we do? What have we done for our Lord has done so much for us?
残念ながら多くの場合、ナバルのように神様の関係ない、やりたいようにやね、俺自分のことだけ考えんねんっていう態度で、もうおしっこピーっていう感じじゃなかった。
And unfortunately, so many people in this world, and even sometimes in our own lives, we have just, you know, belittled what God has done for us, and it's almost as if we are just peeing on the wall, saying, God, you know, whatever you've done or whatever, I don't care. I'm just going to live my own life. It's all me.
皆さん考えてね、私たちはクリスチャンかクリスチャンか関係なく死んだらみんな神の前に立つんです。
You know, so think about it. When it's game over, when you leave this world, first stop you're going to make is going to be to stand in front of God.
皆さん考えてください。皆さんの昨日、皆さんのお家の塀のところで立ちしょんべんした男の人が今日の朝ピンポーンってして、僕泊まるところがないんです。お家に泊めてください。言うたら泊める？
So, we had just talked about a little while ago about somebody actually, if they were peeing on your house, what you'd like to do to them. Well, what if they peed on your house and then came around, shook it off, whatever, zipped up, came to the doorbell, ring the doorbell, and then say, hey, by the way, I have nowhere to sleep. You mind if I just come in and sleep in your house tonight?
皆さん死ぬってそういうことなんです。
That's what it is to die.
うん。僕たちは神様が作ってくださった壁に ションベン引っ掛けて、そして死んだらそこに入れてくださいって言うんです。
You know,、we have lived through this life, and if we have, you know, belittled God in the way that we do, then it's like we peed on God's wall, and then, you know, when we die, we have to end up going back to God and then asking Him to let us in.
皆さん、その勇気がありますか？それを言う。
Do you have the courage to do that?
もし僕は誰か僕の代わりにすんません、こいつほんまにアホなんですけども、もう最悪なこと、失礼なこといっぱいしてきたんですけど、入れたってくださいっていう誰かが取りなしてくれなかったら、僕、天国のピンポン押す勇気ないわ。
To tell you the truth, if someone、was not able to say, like, you know, I'm sorry, this guy is a complete idiot. You know, what he did was just really foolish. He didn't know any better. And be able to, like, go in my place and ring the doorbell and to just,、you know, apologize on my behalf. I don't think I'd have the courage to go and ring the doorbell and face the music directly myself.
僕40年間の自分の人生を振り返ってみて、そして分かることっていうのは、神様が明らかに僕の壁になってくださって、僕を守ってくださったということがわかります。
Over the 40 years of my life and seeing the different things that I've been through and the different challenges that I've been able to face and actually get through, I know that God has been a wall around me in my life.
その間にいい加減なことをめちゃくちゃいっぱいします。
And even though I know that, I also know that I have also been a really, really bad son to my father in heaven.
多分皆さんと同じように、いろんな嘘をついてきました。
You know,、I'm sure everybody has had、things when they couldn't tell the truth and they lied.
たくさんの人、小さい形でたくさん騙しました。
You know, there's times when you've, you know, tricked people or, you know, had things that went your way because you didn't tell them something maybe.
そしてクリスチャンになってからもかなりのレベルで偽善者でした。
And,、you know, even after becoming Christian and everything, there's a lot of hypocrisy and saying one thing but doing another.
でも隠せると思ったからある程度隠してきたよ。
But, you know,、I'm very good at hiding things, so I'm pretty sure that, you know, nobody knows about those dark things in my closet.
でもそれは僕のために壁になってくれた神様に対する不尊敬やと思いませんか?
But all of those things, all of those actions, aren't those the disrespectful actions considering how much God worked to be a wall around us?
皆さんは自分の内側に自分の人生の中で神様の壁に対して不尊敬にしてきたことっていうのをアイデンティファイできる?認識できる?あれが神様が作ってくれた壁におしっこかけるいうことやったんやなっていうのを今パッパッパッパッパッって思いつく?
Can you see how it would be the image is like God is a wall protecting us from all these things on the outside, but here we are standing on the inside of the wall that God's created and all of the bad things that we do that God is so trying to protect us from, we're doing them on the inside. It's like we're just peeing on God's wall from the inside.、
うんじゃあちょっとそれを手伝うわ認識するのを手伝うわね箴言の6節に6章にこういうふうに書いてあります、
okay.
主の憎むものが6個あるって主の憎むものが6個あるいや7つあるんや主の忌み嫌うものが7つあるそれは何かというと傲慢さ高ぶる目偽りの舌罪のないものの血を流して邪悪な計画を細工する心足へ悪へ走るに速い足まやかしを吹聴する偽りの証人、そして兄弟の間に争いを引き起こすやつ。
Okay, so what are these bad things that we do? Well, let's just take a look in Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 16 to 19. Let's read together here. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes.Feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers and pees on walls.
なかなかこれを自分が持ってるって気づきにくいよね。
You know, these things you don't want to yet recognize that that's you in any of those statements, right?
いや、もしあれやったら親しい人が言うてくれるかって、いや言えへんと思うよ。ナバルと同じで、いや言うたって聞けへんもんって言うて思ってる友達が多いんとちゃうかな。
You know, actually, even if you had some of these things that other friends of yours knew that you were doing, it would be very hard for them to approach you to tell you, that you were doing any of these things, just like Nabal and his wife.
あなたは神に対して、僕は神に対して不尊敬なこといっぱいしてきたんです。
You know, I have to say,and admit, that I have done things that have been very, very disrespectful to God many times.
でもそれとは全 全く関係なく逆に反比例しながら神様は素晴らしいことを私たちにしてくれたんです。
And in complete opposition to all the disrespectful things I've done to God, God continues to bless my life.
それは何かというと、私たちがそれを悔い改めるか悔い改めないに関わらず、イエス様が私たちを許してくれたんです。介入してくださったんです。
And so what I'm trying to tell you is that whether or not we have repented,Whether or not we believe it or not, God continues to do good things. God continues to be a wall for us. God continues to bless our lives.
私たちがイエス様を知り、イエス様を愛するとか、クリスチャンになるとか、そんなになるずっと前から、私たちの不尊敬な行動を許してくれた神がいらっしゃるんです。
And so that means that long before we ever decided to believe in Jesus, or long before we decided to give our hearts to the Lord, God was always trying hard as He could to love us, and He was always forgiving our disrespectfulness.
このダビデとアビガイルの話から千年後、神が人となってこの地上に来られました。
After David lived in this story, about a thousand years later, Jesus came down into the world.
私たちと神の間を取り持ってくださったんです。それはダビデとナバルの間をアビガイルが取り持ったように、私たちと神の間をイエス様が取り持ってくださったんです。
Jesus is the bridge that brings us to God. Jesus is the one that came down and stood in between, just in the same way that Abigail stood in between Nabal and David.
そしてイエス様はこういうふうに考えられたんです。私が罪になります。文が、そしてあなたが義とされるために、罪のない私が罪となりますと。アビガエルと同じことを言ったんです。
Jesus said exactly the same thing that Abigail said when he said that I will be Mark or Fumi or your name in his place. Jesus became the sacrifice for you in your place, the sins that you did.Jesus took upon himself in the same way that Abigail took upon the sins of Nabal on herself.
イエス様の弟子であるパウロという人ははっきりとこういうふうに表現したんです。第2コリントの5章21節、こういうふうに書いてます。神は罪の知らない方イエス様を私たちの代わりに罪とされました。それは私たちがこのイエスという方にあって神の義となるためです。
So Paul, another disciple of Jesus, said this in 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
イエス様が私たちのアビガエルなんです。
Jesus became our Abigail.
私たちが何も知らず、神様が守ってくださっていることも何も知らず、このように暮らして適当にやって王様のようなパーティーをしている間に、私たちの命を救うために、イエス様、パンとブドウ酒ではなくて、自分の肉と自分の血をもって私たちを許してくださったんです。
We all live in this world and so many people just live their own way, living like a king, enjoying it, doing whatever they want and never realizing that 2,000 years ago Jesus Christ came down, lived a perfect life and he became a human sacrifice in our places that we can do these things and still find forgiveness and atonement with God.
そしてフミの罪を、マークの罪を、そして皆さんの罪をイエス様はこれは私の罪ですと言って十字架の上でそれを処理してくださったんです。
And Jesus Christ took the sins of Fumi, the sins of Mark, the sins of you, every one of us, all of our sins upon himself when he was nailed to the cross.
そしてイエス様は十字架の上で無残に殺され墓に入れられました。
Jesus was, he died, you know, of course he was not guilty of anything, but he died innocently on the cross and he was put in the grave.
そして3日目によみがえられたんです。
And of course on the third day he was resurrected.
私たちはそれを知ってようが知らないが昔聞いたか今日初めて聞いたか別にして私たちは全員イエス様によって許されてるんです。
And whether you knew thatfrom a long time ago, whether you just heard that for the first time right now, this happened a long time ago. Jesus died for our sins and it's done. That job is done.
皆さん、自分が許されてるイエス様の血潮によって許されてるって信じますか?
So, do you believe that you have been made righteous, that you are forgiven of your sin?
それをしたとき、皆さんが神様が作ってくださった壁におしっこしたっていうその不尊敬を許されるんです。神の怒りから救われるんです。
And if you can believe that Jesus did that for you, then you can be cleaned of the memory of knowing that you have peed on the wall when it was God that was taking care of you, any disrespect that you have done to God can be wiped away.
僕はアビガエルの中にイエス様を見つけた時、ああ僕はなんて愛され許され受け入れられてるんやっていう感動を味わったんです。
When I read this story from the perspective of Abigail being Jesus, it just gave me a whole new way to understand just how much God loves us, how much the idea of being forgiven, not being worthy, but still being forgiven and being accepted back in, and what a joy it is to have salvation.
だからアビガエルっていう名前がどんな意味か調べました。
So I decided I wanted to look and see what Abigail meant, the name Abigail.
名前はパパの喜びという意味やね。
And Abigail, the meaning of the name Abigail is the joy of the Father.
イエス様がここに来られた時に、バプテスマを受けられた時に、天が開けて、どんな声が聞こえたか覚えてる？
So when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, God came and he opened up and there was a dove that came down. And what did God say?
この子私の子です。私はこの子。喜びます。
This is my son in whom I am well pleased.
あ、そうなんやって。ミッキー様見っけたって。
Yeah, this is it. And Abigail, the daughter of the father, is so happy about.
もしイエス様が私たちのために壁になってくださってて、そして、そして私たちが許され愛されてるならば、私たちには三つ目選択があるんです。
And so when we understand that God is our wall, if we understand that we have disrespected God and that we need to be made correct, made right again, we have these things, and this is the third part of that.
今日のストーリーの中でアビガエルさんはナバルさんに話しました。あんたもう死んでたんやでって、ほんまは。
And Abigail came back to the house after she had made right with David, and she told Nabal what was happening and that he already should be dead.
ある意味でナバルさんは死を選んだんです。
And we can kind of understand that this is Nabal had chosen his path and he chose death.
そしてあなたの前にも生と死が目の前に置かれてるんです。
And in the same way, life and death has been placed before you.
あなたはどちらを選びますか？
Which do you choose?
聖書はコンスタントに、そしてイエス様はコンスタントにおっしゃってます。あなたは命を選びなさい。
And the Bible continues repeatedly in different ways, trying to tell us that we want to choose life.
あなたはナバルのようになる必要がないんです。
There's no reason why you should end your story like Nabal.
あなたは命を選ぶことができるんです。イエス様は永遠の命を与えようとしているんです。それを与えようとしている神がおられて、その方があなたのことを愛しているんです。
The gospel story. This is the gospel story where we don't have to watch ourselves end like Nabal. We can be rescued. We can indeed have righteousness. We can be forgiven and we can move on.
見えないけれども神様が壁になって私たちを守ってくださいました。
We cannot see it, but God has and always will be a wall around us.
そしてこれからも神様こそがあなたのプロテクションに、守りになってください。
God will continue and always will be your protection. He will be a wall of protection around you.
ここの部屋の中で神の守りが必要な人はいますか？
Is there anybody here that needs God's protection?
神様は守ってくださいます。
God is and will continue.
もしあなたが神様守ってください、壁になってくださいと思うんだったら、そしてそれを願うんだったら、もう必ず壁になってくださいます。
You know, if there is a desire for having God as protection around you, you need to realize that He has been, and if you just believe in that, that He wants to be that for you.
それはあなたのことを神様が愛されているからです。
And it's because God loves you so much.
皆さんは壁、その壁に対して二つの行動でありますか。おしっこか。感謝かどちらかなんです。
And so, in respect to the wall that God is being for you in your life, you have two choices. You can disrespect it by peeing on it, or you can be thankful for it.
僕はこういうふうにこのストーリーを読んで思いました。神様、今までもう最悪の不尊敬をしてきて、本当にごめんなさい。
When I read this story, I was just really, it hit my heart, and I just felt so sorry, and I asked God for forgiveness for all of the disrespect that I had done.To the things of the Lord.
ナバルは、なんか俺なんで行くのやらなあかんねダビデにって言ったけども、私は感謝を持ってあなたに僕の持ってるものを捧げます。
And unlike Nabal, who was so disrespectful to David's servants when they came to call on him, we can show respect and give God the glory and offer ourselves in response to that.
あなたが感謝を持って何かを捧げるとき、 神様とあなたの関係が始まります。
When we say thanks, God, thanks for looking out for me, and we have a desire to give something back to God, that is when the relationship begins with our Creator.
もしかしたら、歪んだライフスタイルを捨てて新しいライフスタイルを始めることかもしれません。
It may consider it mean that you need to do some big changes in your life. A lifestyle that was not making God happy may need to stop.
もしかしたら皆さんの心を神に捧げることかもしれません。
It may be your heart that needs to be given to the Lord completely.
今日私は壁におしっこする人生を終わりにします。
Today I want to end a life that has been peeing on God's wall.
あなたの守りに守られて、あなたの壁に守られて、感謝、感謝、感謝の人生を歩みます。
I want to start to walk in a lifestyle that is going to be a lifestyle of thanks to God for all of the things He's protecting me from.
うん。皆さんはどちらを選びますか?
Which do you choose?
死ですか、命ですか?
Life or death?
おしっこですか、感謝ですか?
Pee or thanks?
命を選びましょう。
Let's choose life.
感謝を選びましょう。
Let's choose thanksgiving.
神様は私たちを守ってくださるから。
God is our protector.
今から皆さんの守りのために祈りたいと思います。
I'd like to pray with you now for prayer and protection. Let's bow our heads.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、私たちを本当に守ってくださって、私たちが神様何してんのとか思う時でも、あなたが壁になってくださってたから、私たちは滅びないで済みました。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for always being that wall in our lives. The times in our lives when we didn't understand what you were doing and what the plan was for our lives, we sometimes even would be angry at you, Lord, but we just didn't understand what it was that you were doing. Thank you for always being the protection in our lives.
今までの数々の不尊敬な行動や思いを、そして数々の disrespectful な不尊敬な決断を今悔い改めます。
Lord, we are so sorry. We're so sorry for all the things, the disrespect that we've done to you, all the decisions we've made, all the actions that we've taken that are all the things that you don't like to see, Lord. And we want to just ask you to forgive us of those.
イエス様、私たちのアビガエルになってくださってありがとう。
Jesus, we thank you for being our Abigail.
あなたはパンとブドウ酒じゃなくて、あなたの血と肉によって私たちを贖い、許し、そして救い、愛してくださいました。
Unlike Abigail, who is able to satisfy David with bread and wine, Jesus, you gave the blood of your body and your flesh to be torn for us.
あなたがそれをしてくださって、あなたが罪になってくださったから。
Jesus, you became sin for us.
だから私たちが神の前に義とされることを本当に感謝します。
So, in return, we are able to be made righteous, and it is only through you, Jesus, and we are so thankful for that.
これから私たちは命を選びます。
From this day forth, we want to continue to choose righteousness.
あなたが与えてくださると信じるからです。
It's because you have been the protection and continue to protect us.
いつまでもあなたが築いてくださる壁の内側で安心して栄えることができるように私たちを導いてください。
Lord, help us to continue to have an understanding of what it is that you would desire the good things that you would have for our lives.
神様、私たちの盾であってくださってありがとう。
Thank you, Lord, for being our shield.
私たちの砦であってくださって、fortress であってくださってありがとう。
Thank you, Lord, for being the wall, being the fortress around us to protect us.
大きな壁であってくださってありがとう。
Thank you, Lord, for being the wall.
私たちは安心を選びます。
We choose to have peace in you, Lord.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.